It is always tempting to grab unchallengeable power and to enjoy its use. But power has limits which many of us either do not understand or conveniently ignore, leading to unintended harmful consequences. In Pakistan, the use of force is generally believed to cure every ill and curtail every crime, a kind of panacea. The story of violence breeds violence recurs every now and then despite its devastating impact both on state and society. This story of violence and unwise use of power begins from home. Our homes have turned into a sort of torture cells. The powerful persons resort to intimidation and physical punishment over petty issues and differences of opinion. Children and women, in particular, find very little or no space to breathe in. Consequently, children unconsciously learn that the only way to get things done or elicit compliance is to use force. Moral authority and logical persuasion are perceived as signs of weakness and are never promoted as more effective tools than coercion. In some schools and madrasas, using force is a norm. Children are subjected to violence for minor violations. Teachers are not trained to discipline students by channeling their energies into some productive activities and projects. Silence in the class is construed as obedience and good conduct, which, in reality, is a time bomb, waiting to explode when a fateful moment approaches. The epidemic of violence spreads from homes and schools into society. Intolerance permeates every walk of life. It becomes visible on faces, speeches, and behavior. Make a little mistake by omission, and then see the disproportionate response. Even a gentle piece of advice is reciprocated with abusive language in a harsh tone. Now the virus of violence is out there to infect everyone. This over-reliance on power and force finds its most dangerous manifestation in state policy. Consider the so-called war on terror. For years, the state believed it could bomb its way to peace. Drone strikes, military operations and sweeping arrests may have yielded some short-term gains, but they also alienated entire communities, destroyed trust and created new grievances. Terrorism is not just a military problem, it is a political, social and ideological issue. Yet, by reducing it to a battlefield operation, we only saw the monster morphing and adapting. The more we tried to crush it with brute force, the more resilient it became. This is the ultimate irony. Power was used to create security, but it ended up breeding more insecurity. The same limits of power are visible in the state's response to the insurgencies in the country. Grievances of people about political marginalization, economic exploitation, and cultural erasure have been met with repression, rather than dialogue.